Proposed cuts in the state budget would limit access to a better life for people with mental illness, especially those without much money. That's according to advocates who've organized 3 days' worth of lobbying at the state capitol. Molly Sisko is the director of the Grassroots Empowerment Project. She says she wants funding for the Comprehensive Community Support Program, or CCS. It was created by the legislature in 1997, but it's never been funded. Sisko says CCS would give more personalized government services to consumers than the current community support program.
It's kind of a one-size-fits-all program where everybody pretty much gets the exact same service. People don't have a choice, and they also don't get services based on their needs. It's based on what the program offers.
Budget cuts would not only mean limits on government services, but financial aid for medications, too. Wendy Kilby of Westfield takes the latest meds to treat her bipolar disorder, but she says she couldn't afford to do it if proposed budget cuts are passed.
The older medications just don't work, and the side effects are horrible. That doesn't feel very good, number one. And number two, it's not healthy to be able to have some governing body tell us, no, you can't have that, but you can have this, not work.
More than 100 consumers of mental health services met face-to-face with lawmakers and administration officials this week. Some also testified at a hearing of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.